Officials in Ukraine say there are no survivors from a Malaysia Airlines passenger jet that crashed there today. There were almost 300 people on board. The government in Kiev also says something shocking about what caused the crash, that the plane was shot down specifically by pro-Russia rebels in eastern Ukraine. The rebels deny having anything to do with it. The fact that the plane went down in what is basically a war zone is likely to complicate the investigation. The BBC's David Stern is in Ukraine. He says the details are still coming out about what exactly happened.
We do know that this plane crashed in eastern Ukraine, not far from the Russian border, and that this is the precise area that the fighting has been going on between the government forces and the pro-Russian rebels and the Russian citizens among the pro-Russian rebels. We also know that in this area there have been planes shot down up to now. There was, in fact, a transport plane just not too long ago that was shot down. But this is obviously an entirely different situation. And the concern here is that if it is shot down, if it was the rebels, or if it were Russians, or maybe the Ukrainians, what this is going to mean for the conflict that we've been seeing get even more tension-filled, even within the last 24 hours.
This is a Malaysian Airlines plane carrying 295 people. I read that Ukrainian military officials are saying, we are not responsible for this. Is there any information from people who are on the ground there of what they're seeing and what's happening?
There are Western journalists, or a Western journalist from the Reuters news agency that has made it there. Life News, which is a Russian television station, has shown live pictures of it. It is a, as you can imagine, a grim scene, wreckage, bodies, and yes, it's obviously confirmation that the plane had crashed. Now, no indication of what brought it down. And it should be said that, yes, the Ukrainians have denied any involvement. The rebels have denied. The rebels have blamed the Ukrainians. But, of course, nobody's going to claim credit for this. I can't imagine why anyone would want to be held responsible for the downing of a plane with close to 300 civilians. The question is, if it's a surface-to-air missile system, which one? Now, there's been already a great deal of speculation that it could be what's known as a BUK missile system, which apparently the rebels also have. So there is the possibility that they could, and I say a possibility, not confirmed, that they could have had the capability of bringing down a airliner flying at a high altitude.
Now, this plane had taken off in Amsterdam. It was headed for Kuala Lumpur. What are Malaysian authorities saying?
Well, they've confirmed that the plane has gone missing. They're launching an immediate investigation. Of course, there is great concern. This is unleashed in all capitals throughout Europe, United States, an immediate reaction. And the concern, obviously, beyond the horrible loss of life, is that this is obviously this is already a very troubled and you know situation that caused a great deal of was causing a great deal of concern in Brussels and Washington. But now obviously this is a completely different situation, and it remains to be seen. But one can only speculate how this is going to influence relations between Washington and Russia, how this is going to influence decision makers in Brussels, and ultimately what is going to be the fallout from what is now a major international conflict, not just a Ukrainian conflict, but an international conflict.
David Stern is with the BBC. We've been speaking to him from Kiev. Thanks, David.
Thank you.